Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We want to welcome you to the Pat Price Tech Talk Training Room of AccessibleWorld.org. The date is Monday, May 20, 2013, and we have a great speaker here this evening, and we're beginning our 8th year with Tech Talk, May 6th with our 7th anniversary. And who'd have thunk it? You know, I remember when we started, our dear friend George Bai said, "What can you say about computers? It'll last about 3 months." Well, we're still around. Accessible World Tech Talk presents Rich Destino, Free Computer Games. And, of course, the date is Monday, May 20th. Tech Talk is so very pleased to welcome Mr. Rich Destino, who will discuss and demonstrate his free computer games that he has created. Please read, and we will, the descriptions of his games below. And here are the games. 1. Atlantic City Blackjack is a full-featured blackjack game which closely follows the blackjack rules of the New Jersey Gaming Commission. 2. Destination Mars is a game in which you are presented with the challenge of making a successful trip from Earth to Mars. You are presented with many obstacles, challenges, and dangerous situations along the way. 3. Run for President is a game in which you run against the computer for President of the United States. It is a parody of a presidential election with extensive humorous commentary. It also includes many facts about the presidency and the actual voices of all presidents since Calvin Coolidge. 4. Dodge City Desperados is a game in which you are the marshal of Dodge City during the days of the Wild West, and you must rid the town of the three outlaw desperado brothers. However, the assignment proves to be rather difficult and extremely dangerous. And 5, Tiny Zebras Rock is a word game in which you must guess three-word phrases consisting of an adjective, a plural noun, and a verb. The words are put together randomly and are often quite nonsensical and funny, such as Tiny Zebras Rock. You are awarded points depending on how quickly you guess the phrase. All games are free, accessible with screen reading software, and include extensive sound effects. And Rich's email is ironrock, ironrock, at verizon.net. And I'm sure he doesn't mind if you write him. So it's my privilege at this time to unlock this, and we will present Rich Destino.
Hi, this is Rich Destino, and I am going to give a demo of 5 of my games that I've created for Windows. Just a little background before I get into that. Way back in the late 80s, I was interested in playing blackjack on the computer, but there were no accessible blackjack games that I was aware of. I had become interested in the game, and I had played it in casinos and elsewhere. I wanted to just play it for fun on the computer, and of course that was the DOS days. I didn't know of any accessible programs, so I wondered if I could learn programming enough to write a program. I wasn't a programmer. I never have been by profession. It was just something I thought maybe I could pursue, and it was called Atlantic City Blackjack. And I made this available eventually, and people seemed to like it. I then went on to do other games. I came up with Destination Mars, Run for President, and then I did a word game, and then I did Dodge City Desperados, until this took me into about 1994. Windows then descended upon us, and I got away from the whole process. I didn't really know how to handle the Windows part of it. So back in 2011, I got interested in again in the whole idea of programming and creating games, and I set about the project, we'll call it, of seeing how I could make the games available to operate in Windows. After several months of a lot of work in my spare time, I was able to adapt Atlantic City Blackjack to work in Windows. So we'll get to the demo here, and we'll give you a little bit of a taste of Atlantic City Blackjack. Playing blackjack is something that is very popular, especially in casinos. There's something called the basic strategy, which dictates when you should take cards as opposed to based on what the dealer has. The object is to beat the dealer without going over 21. The word blackjack actually applies to having an ace and a 10 card or a picture card. So we'll start with the Atlantic City Blackjack.
Atlantic City Blackjack, version 3.1, copyright 1990, 92, 2011, 2012 by Richard Destino. Email ironrock@verizon.net. This game is free and copyrighted. Selling it is prohibited and no warranties are made. It may be copied and distributed with all related files intact. Do you want instructions? Wire in.
First prompt on pretty much all my games is after the copyright and the name. Do you want instructions? And, if you press Y on this, you'll get a couple of screens explaining how the program works, how the game works, and we'll skip that for now. I'll just press N.
Do you want sound effects? Y or N?
In the early games, I gave you the option of having sound effects or not. You really should always have the sound effects, so in the last couple of games, I've stopped even putting that option. So I'll press Y.
Come on in.
How many decks? 1 to 8.
You get a greeting from a nice lady there, and you pick the number of decks. This is very typical in casinos where they use multi-decks. The more decks, the more favorable it is for the casino. I'll just press 4 here.
Playing with 4 decks. You have taken a seat at the blackjack table. The cards have been shuffled. Bankroll is $1,000. Place your bet.
You start with $1,000, and you can bet from 5 to 100. Or if you bet, let's say, enter $9.99, you can exit the program. So we'll say, let's start with 20. I'll press 20 and hit enter.
You have 3 of clubs, ace of hearts, dealer, 10 of spades. You have 14, stand, hit or double.
Ace can be 1 or 11, and this says 14. I will take a card.
Queen of clubs, you have 14, stand or hit.
Now, we can review what the cards are on the screen. I'll just go up here a little
14.
Bit.
Okay. Stand or blank. Stand, you have blank. Dealer, blank. Dealer, 10 of spades.
Dealer has 10 of spades. We review that way. Now, a 10 card is a very good card for the dealer, and so I have to get closer to 21, so I'm going to hit H for hit.
4 of clubs, you have 18. Stand or hit.
18's a good hand. You would never hit that hand, so I'll press S to stand.
Dealer, 10 of spades, 2 of diamonds, ace of diamonds, king of diamonds. You have 18. Dealer has 23. Dealer bust. Dealer bust, you win with 18. Bankroll is $1,020. Place your bet.
Dealer busted, which means he exceeded 21, and that means I win. And so that was a good outcome. We'll try another bet of 20.
You have 6 of clubs, king of clubs, dealer, 2 of diamonds. You have 16, stand, hit or double.
16's not a good hand, but the dealer has a terrible face up card of 2. So the basic strategy would say to stand, so I'll press S.
Dealer, 2 of diamonds, 2 of hearts, 6 of clubs, 3 of diamonds, 7 of hearts. Dealer has 20, dealer wins with 20. Bankroll is $1,000, place your bet.
But it didn't come out so well because the dealer beat me anyway. So we'll try another one here, and maybe I can demonstrate another aspect of this.
You have 5 of diamonds, 10 of diamonds, dealer, jack of hearts. You have 15, stand, hit or double.
I have 15. I have to take a card there.
8 of clubs. You have 23. You bust with 23. Bankroll is $980. Please
but I
bet.
Busted. We'll try another one.
You have 3 of spades, 7 of clubs, dealer, 6 of clubs, you have 10, stand.
This is a good hand on which to demonstrate doubling down. Now with a 10, it's a very good double down hand. Doubling down means you double your bet, you add another bet equal to your first one. the program will do that for you automatically if you choose doubling down. But you only get one card. Now with a 10, it's a good double down hand, because if you get another 10 value card, you're up to 20 and you have a good chance. So I'll press D.
Last card. Last card, Jack of Diamonds. You have 20. Dealer, 6 of Clubs. Queen of Diamonds. Ace of Diamonds. Dealer has 17. You beat the dealer with 20. Bankroll is $1,020. Place your bet.
Okay, so I won, and that's why you double down with a 10, because it's a good hand to take a shot on a double down. So that gives you an idea of the game. It's free, as all my games are, and I'll give you the contact information at the end. But that is Atlantic City Blackjack. So we'll exit the game by pressing 999 and hitting enter.
Darling.
Come back again, Hotshot. You won $20. If you enjoy the game, you may make
okay,
it.
Okay, come back again, Hotshot. And goodbye.
Act 31W. Items view list. Act 31W.
Okay, so that is Atlantic City Blackjack. The next game that we will look at is Destination Mars. Now, Destination Mars is an intriguing idea that you can actually get in a rocket ship and go to Mars. The object is to get to Mars. However, it's not so easy. As a matter of fact, it's quite difficult because you're presented with a lot of obstacles, problems, mysteries, issues, things to solve. But I'll give you an idea of how this works. So we're at the exe file for Mars. We'll hit enter.
C, Mars 31W, Mars 31W.xterminal, blank, destination Mars, version 3.1 for Windows, copyright 1990, 91, 93, 2012 by Richard Destino, email ironrocketverizon.net. This game is free and copyrighted.
Okay, again.
Full game or Wacko Space Aliens game.
Well, this has a different initial prompt, because You can actually choose either of two games here.
Full game or Whack the Space Aliens game, F or W.
Full game or Whack the Space Aliens game, F or W. Full game is the original full game. Enhancements were added when I upgraded all these games to Windows. Enhancements in terms of how the game works and sound effects. So I'll give you an idea with the full game first. We'll press F.
Do you want instructions? Y or N?
We'll press N for no.
Do you want sound effects? Y or N?
Yes.
You are on the launching pad at Cape Canaveral. Press B to blast off.
Oh, B to blast off. Let's see what happens.
Initiating startup sequence.
Successful blast-off. You are now in orbit around the Earth. You are ready to begin your 35 million mile trip. You have 400 units of fuel. Spin cosmic wheels.
So it's a 35 million mile trip, and you have 400 units of fuel. And we'll just look at that for a second.
Land. Spin cosmic wheel. You have 400 units of fuel. Spin cosmic wheel.
And spin cosmic wheel. And you use up a certain number of units of fuel with each spin. So you don't have a limitless amount of time to get to Mars. We'll press enter and see what happens. So at least we didn't crash on takeoff.
You spun the 1 mile to Mars, 34,800,000. You have 390 units of fuel. You are approaching the moon. It looks creepy and desolate. Make your move.
Okay, we use 200 units of fuel on each spin.
You have 390 units of fuel.
10 units of fuel. Because we had 400, now we have 390. And you go 200,000 miles on every spin. So there are certain moves you can make with each prompt to make your move. You can press A to accelerate, but then in that option you do use more fuel. You can press B to put up your space barrier, your force field barrier is actually what it is. You can press E to take evasive action. You can press F to fire your phasers. That's fun. And you can press R to do repairs, or simply N to do nothing. So I will press E to evade the moon.
Mm. Oh no, you have crashed into the moon. Your ship went out of control, and you went down a big hole. You are now history, and your demise will be a mystery. Your life was short and mercurial, and you have been given a green cheese burial. There will be a documentary on your life, and sculptors will carve your face with a knife. So while you are lying in clover, this mission is over. You made one spin of the cosmic wheel. You had 34,800,000 miles to go. If you enjoy...
Okay, so I crashed right away. That's an early demise, and you see there's a little poetry in this game when you come to the end of whatever, however it may happen.
It's been fun working with you.
So we'll try it once more to see if I can get further.
Mars31W.x.
Okay, here we go.
Mars31W.x.
We'll play full game.
Do you want
no instructions.
Do you want sound effects?
Yes.
You are on the launching pad.
And beef the blast.
Initiating startup sequence.
Successful blast-off. You are now in orbit around the Earth. You are ready to begin your 35 million mile trip. You have 400 units of fuel. Spin cosmic wheel. You spun a 9 miles to Mars. 33,200,000. You have 390 units of fuel. You are in a deep sleep. You are dreaming that you are eating a stinky wedge of cheese with wine. You are snoring very loudly. Spin cosmic wheel.
Okay, you're given a break here because you don't even... This is one of the scenes where you don't have to even make a choice. It's just telling you that, you know, what you're doing, it's a passive act and you don't have to do anything. So I got a free ride on that one. We'll spin the wheel again.
You spun a 7 miles to Mars. 31,800,000. You have 380 units of fuel. You're on ? Computer is malfunctioning. The hard drive is not spinning. Make your move.
Okay, computer trouble. So what you should do in these situations, unless something more of an emergency is happening, you should press R to see if you can make a repair.
You have bundled the repair job, buddy. You dropped the hard drive on your foot. The computer is a real mess now. Spin cosmic wheel.
Okay, so that didn't work out. My repair failed, but I get a few chances there, so...
You spun a 9 miles to Mars. 30 million. You have 370 units of fuel. You are in solemn meditation saying, mom, 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 mom. You are having visions of a school of trout splashing in a stream. The rocks are glistening from the water. Spin cosmic wheel.
Okay, I got another break there.
You spun a 7 miles to Mars. 28,600,000. You have 360 units of fuel. You are in eerie darkness as the sun moves behind the Earth. The giant planet Jupiter looms in your window. Make your move.
Okay, well, I still have a repair to do, so I better take care of that if I can. Press R.
Very professional work. The repair was successful. Spin cosmic wheel.
All right, so I took care of that. Now that's not a problem.
You spun a 5 miles to Mars. 27,600,000. You have 350 units of fuel. Your instruments show a radiation field somewhere nearby. The needle on the meter is jumping wildly. Make your move.
Radiation field. Well, I'm going to try to avoid it, so I'll press E to evade.
Not a good choice. You have passed through the radiation field. There is damage to your instrument panel. Spin cosmic wheel.
Okay, so there's more damage, so I gotta be careful here.
You spun a 2 miles to Mars. 27,200,000. You have 340 units of fuel. Your detectors show a pocket of magnetism in the neighborhood. You fear it could damage your equipment. Make your move.
Pocket of magnetism. Gotta try to avoid it. Hit press E.
You have made a grave error. You have hooked into the magnetism. There is damage to your gauges. Spin cosmic wheel.
Not good. Repairs are mounting up.
You spun a 5 miles to Mars. 26,200,000. You have 330 units of fuel. You are studying the cosmic majesty before you. A distant star suddenly explodes into a supernova. Make your move.
Better try to repair.
Need repair? You corrected the problem. Spin cosmic wheel.
That worked out.
You spun a 9 miles to Mars. 24,400,000. You have 320 units of fuel. The great expanse of the universe is before you. Alpha Centauri is a sparkling diamond in the deep darkness. Make your move.
I didn't think I still have a repair to do, so I'll try to do that with R.
Skillful repair job. It worked. Spin cosmic wheel.
I think I'm squared off with damage now.
You spun a 10. Oh no, you are going too fast. You have entered a time warp. The year is 210 BC. Hannibal rules Carthage. You have 310 units of fuel. Enter 0 to 9 to get back.
Okay, I got caught in a time warp, so I have to enter anything from 0 to 9 to try to get the right number to get out of here. So I'll try 0.
The year is 60 AD. Nero rules the Roman Empire. You have 300 units of fuel. Enter 0 to 9 to get back.
Didn't work. 1.
The year is 1889. The first gas automobile has been created. 29. Enter 0 to 9 to get back.
Didn't work. 2. Now I'm using up fuel, so I gotta try to do this fast.
The year is 1879. Edison has invented the light bulb. 8. Enter 0 to 9 to get back.
3.
The year is 1519. Magellan is circumnavigating the globe. 7. Enter 0 to 9 to get back.
4.
The year is 1933. The world is gripped in the Great Depression. 6. Enter 0 to 9 to get back. The
5.
Year is 1492. Columbus is discovering the New World. 5. Enter 0 to 9 to get back.
6.
The year is 440. Attila is rampaging through Europe. 4. Enter 0 to 9 to get back.
7.
The year is 46 BC. Julius Caesar rules the Roman Empire. 3. Enter 0 to 9 to get back. The year is 330 BC. Aristotle is teaching in Greece. 2. Enter 0 to 9 to get
back. I did as bad as you could do because it took me all numbers to find it. This has to be it.
Good job. You made it back to the present. Spin cosmic wheel.
Well, I did as badly as you could do on that because I went through all the numbers before I got out. So.
You spun the 1. Miles to Mars, 24,200,000. You have 210 units of fuel. Holy cow, you dropped your beer bottle on the console and it shattered. There is broken glass and beer all over TE controls. Make your move.
Oh, broke a beer bottle. I better try to do repairs here.
Oh no, you got a cut from the glass and the console is sticky. You had better get some iodine and a band-aid. Spin cosmic weed.
Didn't work.
You spun the 8. Miles to Mars, 22,600,000 units of fuel. The beauty of the vast universe captivates you. A shooting star travels across the dark curtain of space. Make your move.
Try to repair it.
Nice repair. You did a good job. Spin cosmic
weed. Okay, I'm making progress.
You spun the 9. Miles to Mars, 20,800,000. You have 190 units of fuel. You are approaching a large asteroid. It looks parched and barren. Do you want to land? Why or in?
Asteroid, well, I'll land and see what I can do there.
Very smooth landing. The rocky landscape is dimly lit by the stars. Your options are EWNRS for direction of. Your options are EWNRS for direction of movement or B to blast off. You are in your ship.
Alright, I'll press W for west to go west.
You are in a clearing at the entrance to your ship. You have 100 units of oxygen. A rock is glittering. It appears to be gold. Do you want to take it? Why or N?
Gold, so I'll try to take that rock. Take rock.
Take it? Why or N?
Okay, Y or N? I'll press Y.
Okay, you have it.
Good, so now I'll walk around a little bit, but I only have a limited amount of oxygen.
The ground is hard and irregular here. You think you saw movement in the distance. You have 95 units of oxygen.
I pressed S for that one. I'll press E.
You have tripped on something, but you are okay. You have 90 units of oxygen.
I'll press E.
The color and shade of the ground changes here. You have 85 units of oxygen. You are in the rocky area. Walking is slow and difficult. You have 80 units of oxygen.
I pressed S there. I'll press W.
Just emptiness all around. You feel lost. You have 75 units of oxygen. You have wandered into a partially enclosed alcove. You have 70
west.
Units of oxygen.
We're going north.
The ground is hard and irregular here. You think you saw movement in the distance. You have 65 units of oxygen.
North.
You are in a clearing at the entrance to your ship. You have 60 units of oxygen.
North again.
You are near a ridge. It overlooks a quarry. You have 55 units of oxygen.
Let's go north.
You are on the flat stretch of land. The stars are twinkling. You have 50 units of oxygen.
Let's go east.
You are on the flat stretch of land. The stars are twinkling. You have 45 units of oxygen.
Let's go south.
You look up and see Earth so far away. You feel alone. You have 40 units of oxygen.
Let's go east.
It is dark, but you see mountains in the distance. You have 35 units of oxygen.
Oxygen's getting low.
You are on the flat stretch of land. The stars are twinkling. You have 30 units of oxygen. There is a high barrier there. You cannot pass. You have 25 units of oxygen.
Okay.
It is dark, but you see mountains in the distance. You have 20 units of oxygen.
I'll go.
You look up and see Earth so far away. You
west.
Alone. You have 15 units of oxygen.
West.
You are near a ridge. It overlooks a quarry. You have 10 units of oxygen.
South.
You are in a clearing at the entrance to your ship. You have 5 units of oxygen.
5 units left, and I'm at the clearing near my ship. I'll go east to get in there quickly.
You are in your ship.
Fortunately, I'll press B to get out of here.
Initiating startup sequence.
Pretty cool blast off. You are on your way again, space traveler. Spin cosmic wheel.
Okay, so that gives you an idea of that. I'm in good shape here to possibly make it. There are many other obstacles that come up and chances to use your phasers and things that didn't come up here.
Do you want to quit this game? Why or when?
Let me quit the game. I pressed escape, so I'll quit this game.
You made 12 spins of the cosmic wheel. You had 20,800,000 miles to go. If you enjoyed it.
Okay, I'll press escape to get out.
It's been fun working with you.
Mars 31.
And we'll get back into it. I'll demonstrate
Mars 31W, Mars 31W.
Whack the space aliens.
Full game or whack the space aliens.
I'll press W. Now, before I go into this, there is a item that comes up in the regular game where a space alien ship is following you and you have to decide what to do. So I made that a special option here because it's a very action-packed type of thing, so you get to see what that's like.
Do you want instructions? Wire in. Do you want sound effects? Wire in. Press enter to clear escape to quit.
Okay, press enter.
Be careful, an alien ship is following you. The creeps are getting way too close. Press F or B.
F or B. F would be fire phasers, or B would be force field. I'm going to try to blast them away. Press F.
You missed them. Hit the deck. You have been hit. Press F or B.
They hit me. F.
You missed them. Hit the deck. You have been hit. Press F or B.
F again.
You missed them. Hit the deck. You have been hit.
All right, I'm missing them, but they're hitting me, so F again.
Boom, sweet shot. Hit the deck. You have been hit. Press F or B.
Okay, they keep hitting.
You missed them. Man, that was close, but they missed. Press F or B. Oh, daddy, you smacked them. Darn it, these creeps keep going. They do not give up. Press F or B. Oh, daddy, you smacked them. Hit the deck, you have been hit. Oh no, you have sustained too much damage and have blown apart. You have been whacked by the space goons. Press enter to clear escape to quit.
Oh well, that's the end of me. Press escape.
Do you want to quit this game? Wire in.
Yes.
If you enjoy the game.
And we'll press escape.
Mars 31W, items view list. Mars.
And that is Destination Mars with the two options. Now, Run for President is a game in which you run against a computer for President of the United States. And the object there is to accumulate 270 electoral votes before the computer does and not go broke. You're given $100 million to spend on your campaign. If you do go broke or the computer goes broke, the other party wins. If you're first to get 270 electoral votes, then you win. This game is very, very multifaceted because it's not only a game, it's a parody of a presidential campaign. There's a lot of humor involved, and there's also a lot of historical facts involved about presidents that are mixed in, and there are recordings mixed in of every president, I believe going back to Coolidge, in just a few seconds of a recording. I'll give you an idea how this works. We'll press the exe file. Let's see.
RFP41W.x. RFP41W. Do you want instructions? Wire in.
No instructions.
Do you want sound effects?
Sound effects.
What is your first name?
First name here. Well, this personalizes it, so it's good to put your first name in. I'll put it in.
What is the name of your party?
You got to pick a party name. I'll say Winners.
Welcome to the campaign candidate Rich of the Winners Party. I have a few tricks up my twisted wires. I am pretty crafty, you know. I know about those.
Okay,
steps.
Some wisecracks from the computer.
Your takeoff.
We fly around in this game on our campaign trail, so I start as the player.
You have 0 votes and $100 million. You have landed in West Virginia, the Mountain State. It has 5 electoral votes and costs $4 million. Wanted? Wire in.
Now, you have to make a choice when you land in a state, if it's not already taken, whether it's worth the price. So I'm going to say yes to demonstrate that.
You're rich. Put it under your hat. You now have 5 votes and $96 million. Please launch me.
So I have 5 electoral votes, so the computer goes now.
I have 0 votes and $100 million. I have landed in New York, the Empire State. It has 29 electoral votes. A try for it costs $2.9 million. I will take a stab at it. Press enter for outcome.
Now, the really big states on electoral votes, New York, Florida, California, Texas, those are premium states to get. So you can't just buy them. You can only try to get them. And even trying costs. So you got to try, though, because they're very valuable.
Press enter for outcome.
Press enter for outcome. The computer wants to try.
Nuts, I lost it, Rich. You get it, Rich. You owe me one now. I now have 0 votes and $97.1 million. Your takeoff.
Well, that was good for me because the computer failed to get it, and it goes over to me. Now, normally, it would. The other states don't go over if you fail to get them, but the big states, they do go over to your opponent. So it's a high risk, high reward, but high risk thing.
You have 34 votes and $96 million. You have landed in Delaware, the first state. It has 3 electoral votes and costs $2.4 million. Want it? What?
I'm going to say no because it's very few votes.
Please launch me.
And now at the computer.
I have 0 votes and $97.1 million. I have landed in the Atlantic Ocean. Splish, splash, splosh. I floated to shore, but I lost a circuit board. And doggone it, my plane is now a beached whale. I must pay 5 million smackers for a new plane. I now have 0 votes and $92.1 million. Your takeoff.
Okay, cost them some money there.
4 presidents died in office of illness. You have 34 votes and $96 million. You have landed in the Atlantic Ocean. Splish, splash, splosh. You slammed to safety, but you lost your wallet, and your plane is on the ocean floor. You must pay $5 million for a new plane. You now have 34 votes and $91 million. Please launch me.
I had the same problem, but you saw a fact came out there about presidents dying in office.
I have 0 votes and $92.1 million. I have landed in Vermont, the Green Mountain State. It has 3 electoral votes and costs $2.4 million. I will let it go, Rich. Your takeoff. You have 34 votes and $91 million. You have landed in Vermont. Come on, Rich. I am campaigning here. You are intruding on my action. This state is not big enough, foe. This state is not big enough for the two of us. You must go to the smoke-filled room. It will cost you $1 million, and you must wait to get lucky or give me a state to get out. You now have 34 votes and $90 million. Please launch me.
Okay, so I landed in a state that the computer was in, so I have to go to the smoke-filled room. And you can get out of there by giving up a state, or you can just wait to get lucky to get out. Otherwise, you're going to get stuck in there and not get could be collecting votes. So we'll see how that works out. I'm going to give the computer's turn here.
I am resting today. I am going to have a few beers and relax. I have 0 votes and $92.1 million. You are in a smoke-filled room. Want to give up a state? Why are you in?
Not going to give up a state right now. And the computer seems to be taking
Sorry,
a day
Rich,
off anyway.
You must stay in that stinking room. Please launch me.
Okay.
I have 0 votes and $92.1 million. I have landed in a blizzard. Whoosh, I had my snowsuit on, but my hard drive got frozen. And darn it, my plane is now a nick. And darn it, my plane is now an icicle. I must pay $2 million to thaw it out. I now have 0 votes and $90.1 million. You are in a smoke-filled room. Want to give up a state? Why are
you in? I don't want to give up a state. And you can see the computer's spending quite a bit of money, and it's not getting any electoral votes yet, so.
Loosen your belt and collar, Rich. It will be a while. Please launch me. I have 0 votes and $90.1 million. I have landed in North Dakota, the Peace Garden State. It has 3 electoral votes and costs $2.4 million. I am not interested. You are in a smoke-filled room. Want to give up a state?
I'll give up. I think I have 1 state. I'll give it.
Press enter for outcome. 1 for the road. Too bad, Rich. You give me West Virginia and it's 5 votes. I have 0 votes and $90.1 million. Your takeoff. You are winning, Rich. You have 29 votes and $90 million. You have landed in the evening news. The story says that you slipped on the banana peel and flopped in a mud puddle. There is a vivid picture in full color. It means a loss of $2 million in funds. You need a new campaign manager, Rich. You now have 29 votes and $88 million. Please launch me.
Well, there's a thing where you can land in the evening news every so often. Some of them are good, some of them are bad, but that's part of the game.
I have 5 votes and $90.1 million. I have landed in Nebraska, the Cornhusker State. It has 5 electoral votes and costs $4 million. I am claiming it right now, Rich. I now have 10 votes and $86.1 million. Your takeoff.
We must guard against the acquisition of unwanted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
President Eisenhower, you have 29 votes and $88 million. You have landed in Idaho, the gem state. It has 4 electoral votes and costs $3.2 million. Why and it? Why or end?
Well, you just heard one of the recordings of presidents, as President Eisenhower, as it said, one of his classic comments on the industrial military-industrial complex. I think that was as he was exiting the office, giving a speech. I'll take Idaho, just because I have nothing right now. Oh.
No good, Rich. You dropped it and it rolled away. It remains unclaimed. You now have 29 votes and $84.8 million. Please launch me.
All right, well, you get an idea, and it goes on like that, and a lot of crazy things happen, and you can save this game if you want, because it can go on for a while. You can freeze it and come back to it later. You press F for that, but I'm just going to escape.
Are you throwing in the towel, Rich? Why or in?
I'm going to say yes.
You have conceded defeat, Rich. I have brought the technocrats to victory. You are a loser this time, Rich. I get the remaining electoral.
Okay, so the computer wins because I quit, so it gets all the votes, and that's how that goes. So I press escape to get out of it. Now we'll move on briefly to Dodge City Desperados. This is a text adventure game where you are the marshal of Dodge City, and there are three Desperado brothers, Dexter, Clarence, and Rodney, and you have to shoot them dead in order to win this game. That's very difficult, however, so this is a very challenging game. You have to type in commands, two-word commands, to get around or actually to take actions. But anyway, we'll show you the beginning of it and see if we can come up with any of the Desperado brothers.
Instructions? Why or
I'm going to say no to instructions.
Sound effects?
Yes, to sound effects.
It's time to clean this town up of those Desperado brothers.
And
what is your first name?
Voices here were contributed by Michael Barnes, who was interested in doing some drama here. So again, the first name gets entered.
Howdy, Marshall Rich. Good luck. I hope your will is up to date. It is high noon in Dodge City. You are in your office. You see your messy desk. Obvious directions are east or west. Please use two-word commands or a letter for direction.
You can use a letter for directions east, west, south, or north. Otherwise, you need two-word commands. Now, here's a hint. I'm sitting in my office with my messy desk. So you have to figure out, what am I supposed to do? You could go in the back of the office. You could try different things, so I'm going to give you a head start here. I'm going to say open drawer, that meaning the drawer of the desk. Open drawer.
You got the drawer open. There is a Colt 45 gun in there.
There's a Colt 45 gun, a good thing to have when you're marshal and you have to get some desperados. I'll say take gun.
This item may be useful.
You now have the Colt 45 gun, Marshal Rich.
Now, let's see, we have to get out of our office before we can do anything, so let's say I'll hit E to go outside.
E, you are on the road outside your office. Obvious directions are north, south, east, and west.
I'll go north.
N, you are in front of Clem's general store. Obvious directions are north, south, east, and west.
I'll go east.
You are in the road between the general store and the telegraph office. Obvious directions are north, south, east, and west.
I'll go east.
You are standing outside the Western Onion Telegraph Office. Obvious directions are north, south, east, and west.
That's Western Onion Telegraph Office. I'll go in the office east.
E. You are in the telegraph office. You see lots of dust and cobwebs. You see a wrinkled telegram. Obvious direction is west.
I'll get out of there. Nothing happened there.
You are standing outside the Western Onion Telegraph Office. Obvious directions are north, south, east, and west.
Go south.
You are in front of the High Time Saloon. Obvious directions are north, south, east, and west.
I'll go inside the saloon east.
You are in the saloon. It stinks of cheap cigars and unwashed cowboys. You see lots of guys drinking and playing cards. Obvious directions are east or west.
And you got the player piano there, just like the old-time bars. I'll go back out. Nothing seems to be in there right now. I've got to try to find the brothers.
Obvious directions are north, south, east, and west.
I'll go south.
You are standing outside Sam's barbershop. Obvious directions are north, south, east, and west.
Howdy, partner.
You are in the barbershop. A fat guy is getting a shave. You see a bottle of snake oil medicine. Oh, obvious direction is west.
I'd better take that snake oil medicine, so I'll say, take bottle.
This item may be useful.
You now have the bottle of snake oil medicine, Marshall Rich.
I'll go out west.
You are standing outside Sam's barbershop. Obvious directions are north, south, east, and west.
South.
You are in front of the crazy horse stable. Obvious directions are north, south, east, and west.
I'll go east.
You are in the stable. There is a tremendous stench of you know what. You see horses all around. Obvious directions are east or west.
I'll go back out.
You are in front of
can't
the
find the brothers
stable.
Here.
Obvious directions are north, south, east, and west.
I'll go south.
You are walking on the road. Obvious directions are north, south, east, and west.
I'll go east.
You are in an old abandoned silver mine. You see iron crowbar. Obvious directions are west and south.
I'll take the crowbar.
This item may be useful.
You now have the iron crowbar, Marshall Ridge.
Oh, let's see, we'll go west.
You are walking on the road. Obvious directions are north, south, east, and west.
And west.
You are walking on the road. Obvious directions are north, south, east, and west.
And west.
You are walking on the road. Obvious directions are north, south, east, and west. You are west. In a billion rocky area alongside the road. Obvious directions are east and south.
East.
You are walking on the road. Obvious directions are north, south, east, and west.
North.
You are on the road in front of the Fleabag Hotel. Obvious directions are north, south, east, and west.
Maybe something's going on in the hotel. We'll go west.
You are in the lobby of the hotel. Manuel just visited. You see the concierge station. There is Dexter Desperado smiling and pointing a gun at you. Obvious directions are east or west.
Dexter Desperado is smiling and pointing a gun at me. So unless I get him first, he's going to probably get me. So let's go shoot Dexter.
You missed. He missed you.
I gotta try again. We're missing each other. Shoot Dexter.
You missed. He missed you.
Whoa, bad shots. Try again.
Punks like you never learn.
Fantastic, you blasted the sucker away.
Alright, I got Dexter. But I used some bullets there, so let's go west. Upstairs.
You are at the foot of a staircase. Obvious directions are upper east.
I'll go north, or up to go upstairs.
You are at the end of a garishly decorated hallway. You see stairs. You see many do not disturb signs. Obvious directions are west or down. You are in the hallway. You see an open guest room. Obvious directions are east or west.
West.
You are in a solarium. You see a bench. There is Clarence Desperado smiling and pointing a gun at you. Obvious direction is east.
Gotta get Clarence to see how many bullets I have left, so we'll try. Shoot Clarence.
You missed. Oh no, he blew your head off. You have been defeated by the Desperados, Marshall Ridge. You once were a lion that roared, but now you are stiff as a board. Your success was nil, so you must go to Boot Hill. The Desperados have prevailed in Dodge City. If you enjoy the game, you may make a contribution.
So there you go. I lost. I got one of them, but the second one got me, and there's a lot of other things that happen in this game. If you get to it, you have to try to solve the puzzle of how to win. It's challenging, but it's not for everybody. Depends what you like. I'll press escape here. And the last game I want to demonstrate is Tiny Zebra's Rock. It's a word game, and it's a game where you have to guess three-word phrases. The first word is an adjective, the second is a plural noun, and the third is a verb. And you are given the first letter of each word, and then you guess letters to fill in the blanks, and then you have to enter the complete phrase to win. Points. Now, you start out with 100 points on each phrase, but that's virtually impossible because you'd have to guess a phrase just with the first letter of each word, and the phrases are not intended to make sense. They're just random matches of an adjective, a plural noun, and a verb, but they become very humorous and very entertaining, and that's one of the fun parts of this game. So you can't guess the phrase based on a common phrase. It's just usually not going to be a common phrase, almost never. So, let's start it up.
CTZR11W dot X terminal blank Tiny Zebra's Rock version 1.0 for Windows copyright 2013.
Okay.
Do you want instructions?
Skip the instructions.
What is your first name?
First name again.
Port. Okay, Rich, time to rock. The phrase is PSC, guess a letter.
All right, so PSC are the beginning letters. I'll guess the letter. I'll guess E.
There are three matches. PESECE. Guess, review, or pass. GRP.
Now you could say guess, review, or pass. Guess is too early to guess. Review, you press R.
or P. Press 1 through 6 for spelling G to guess or P to pass.
And you can hear the word spelled out by pressing 1 for the first word, that's the top row numerals, 2 for the second word, or 3 for the third. I'll press 1.
P. Blank. 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 E. Blank. 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 Blank.
All right, well, there are too many blanks. I'll just guess, I'll just pass for now. I'll press P.
Guess a letter.
And I'll guess another letter. Let's try T.
There are two matches. P-E-S-E-C-T-T. Guess, review, or pass. G-R-P.
And we'll see it on the first word.
Guess, review, or pass. G-R-P. R-P.
Press
1 through 6 for spelling. G.
Press 1.
Blank. 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 E. Blank. 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 Blank.
Not much filled in there. Try the second word.
F. Blank. 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 E. Blank. Blank.
And not much there.
C.
Third word.
Blank. 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 T. Blank. 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 T. E. Blank.
Yeah, we'd need a lot more letters. So you go on guessing letters. I pass on this.
Guess a letter.
Now, just to show you, when you get to the guess a letter prompt, you could press question mark, shift slash, you know, and it will tell you what letters you have guessed already.
E-T, guess a letter.
So it said E-T, which is just the two letters I did guess. And as you either pass or guess incorrectly, your point value drops by 5 points. So you would have 20 chances, or if you don't get that, you'd be down to zero. And so that's how that game goes. Another very challenging game that you have to really like challenging word games for that. And that's basically it for now. There will be more games coming up as time goes on. If you're interested in any of these games, you can just send me an email at ironrock@verizon.net. That's I-R-O-N-R-O-C-K at verizon.net. And just... say you heard about the free games and you want that they're all free, I'll send you Dropbox links to the games, and they come in a zip file form, so you would have to unzip the file into its own folder and then find the exe file in that folder. It's easy to find, and that's how you could start it. You can establish a shortcut on your desktop if you wanted to do that. That's it. Thanks for listening, and have fun.
Well, Rich, what a great demonstration here and discussion. You did a beautiful job. Rich Desteno, excuse my jaws for destroying names. And let me again say, if you guys have a question, hit F8. If you have a microphone, hit the letter Q and enter. And Ron, our live screen reader up there, will read it, read your name. If you don't have a mic, hit F8, write your question, and enter. So with this, that you explained installing, I was going to ask you that question, but you were so prepared that you make it look easy. Are there any questions, Ron, at this time, please?
It looks like Kelly has a question.
Let's try it again, Kelly. We're not hearing you.
Yeah, sorry about that. I had the mic key held down, but nothing was happening there. Anyway, I just wanted to say that I really enjoyed the demo of those games, and just wanted to say that I actually bought the old Destination Mars game when it was out for DOS back in 1994, so that brought back a lot of memories, and it's wonderful to be able to play those on Windows as well. So just wanted to thank you again for updating all those great games there, Rich, and hope you'll come up with some more titles.
Oh, yeah, this is just terrific how he creates these, and they're just so so funny, I'm telling you. Okay, Ron, do we have another question, please?
Yes, Martin Nelson is next.
Yes, good evening. You should really be commended, Rich, because there are other games out there which have the same sophistication, and they cost a lot of money. The question I have for you is, in the Dodge game, how do you know the direction to go into the hotel? I think you chose east. How do you know that would take you into the hotel or into some of the other dwellings?
Well, it's really trial and error. You'll learn. Well, in the case of those buildings, you could hear that when you get in front of one, it does tell you are in front of it, and it's a actually, it's a pretty simple layout, and you'd learn this after probably a few trials. Now, there are some traps here in that you can find yourself wandering off into nothingness or actually a pointless search. So you're gonna lose in those cases probably because you're just not going to have enough time. It didn't come up in the game, but it's not a limitless amount of time that you have because ultimately something happens in the game that forces you to lose, even if you're not shot or something else doesn't happen to you. But so yeah, it's really trial and error, roaming around, picking up clues. This whole game is really built on the idea of picking up clues as you go along, as trial and error, learning your mistakes and correcting them on the next time around, and that sort of thing.
All right, another question, Ron.
Okay, Matthew Bullis is next.
Well, Rich, thank you for the games. This is, and you kind of began to answer my question in your last sentence there, but I'm wondering to what degree chance on the user's part? In other words, a random number generator, how do you create that?
The random number generator is a heavy, heavy tool, a very useful, widely used tool in games. There's the ideal game has a combination of skill, smart moves, and luck. And Dodge City, for example, you know, the skill part comes in learning from the clues, learning what to do with the clues, experimenting with different situations, being imaginative in what to do. That's the skill part. The luck part is, for example, it is random. The shooting between you and the Desperado brothers is totally random. You just have to be. But then again, you have to make sure that you have bullets. So the bullets, you only have six in a six gun. And then you know, in this game, there is a way to reload, but you'd have to figure that out. So yeah, it's a combination. Other things that may happen to you may be based on a random number generator.
Okay. Next question, Ron, please.
Okay, Kim Friedman is next.
I don't know if you're aware, but there is an email list for gamers. And since you're a programmer, you might be interested in being in contact with other folks because they might be able to help you with programming and stuff. But that's just my comment.
I think you may mean the Odyssey gaming list. There probably are more than one. I'll tell you, I'm on so many lists and I get so much email that I hesitate to expand my range. I'm an amateur programmer. It's never been my profession, and I'm sure other people know way more than I do and probably could learn from other people. I think one of the earlier questioners asked about more games, and there definitely are more games coming up. It'll just be probably by the end of the year there'll be at least one or two more.
Oh, that's wonderful. And yes, I think it's great there's a gamers list, but one more list for me. I don't know if I could do it. Anyway, Ron, next question, please.
It doesn't look like there's any more at this point.
Well, I mention this simply because, you know, if you had problems with coding and stuff like that, there are a lot of folks that might be into that more than I am. I'm definitely not a coder. I'm more interested in the role-playing thing, and I've never found anything totally satisfactory there. But anyway, your games do sound interesting.
Yeah, you know, I have found a wealth of information on the internet in this particular programming language that I'm using, which is C++. I write the code freehand in a enhanced version of Notepad called Notepad++, and then I compile them with Microsoft's product Visual C++, and I just compile them with that. But yeah, I'm sure I could learn an immense amount from other people because my knowledge is pretty limited to what I need to learn to write the games. So who knows down the road what I'll be able to do, but for now I'm just sort of limping along. When I come up with a game idea and I don't know how to do certain things or it's not working out right, I hit the websites and The C++ actually has a website, and I just try to look up the answers.
Okay. Ron, are we completely out of questions here, please?
Yes. We're out at present.
Well, Rich, on behalf of Accessible World and Tech Talk, I want to thank you so very much. You were so prepared. You got your recording in early. You just were way ahead of the game, and you're an excellent teacher. And these don't scare me. Sometimes some of the games with installing and, oh, it's a certain thing you got to do. But these look easy to install and to play. Yeah, a lot of fun. So I thank you, and our final word. But before I go, let me say that Wednesday, for Guide Dog users, in the Guide Dog Room at 8 o'clock Eastern, the president of Guide Dog Users, Inc. will be our guest, Lori Mehta, and you might want to come in and ask questions. We have the computer and the phone bridge, and that's Wednesday night. That's a big event for us. Now I'll turn it over to our coordinator of events, Marcia Moses, for the final word.
Well, thank you, Rich. And those games sound really neat, especially the president's game and the Destination Mars. Those both sound really kind of cool. And thank you for a fine job. You did prepare very well, and I'm so glad you could be with us. We're so glad you could be with us this evening. I'd like to thank everyone who came into the room tonight for being here. Next week we'll have a week off, so I will see you on June 3rd. Bob's going to be on vacation, so I'll be here for June the 3rd and June the 10th. So thank you for coming, and we will see you all in 2 weeks, I hope. Good night.